Hey guys, welcome to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digney, and this is your daily dose for Monday, January 13th. The small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes leaving both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Well, today I want to pass along a message of how important it is to read. That's right, the importance of reading a little bit each day. Now, I know some of you are probably like, Ray, are you serious? You're going to talk to me about reading? Yes, I am. So please hang in there with me for the next few minutes. I'm telling you, there's a good reason why I'm passing along this message. So let me give you a little backstory. When I was younger, in middle school and high school, I really did enjoy reading. That's right, the same kid who only wanted to play baseball and hang out down the shore really did enjoy reading. But back then, I was more of a fiction guy. I used to love all those like action thriller type books, mystery books. So I read a lot of John Grisham. I read a lot of James Patterson, and that was kind of like my thing. And then, you know, high school, college, you read what they give you kind of thing. And then I got into pro ball and I would read a little bit more of like sports books, autobiographies, books on how to hit, books about working out, books about how to become a, you know, a healthier, better you kind of thing. And then for some strange reason, after I retired, I kind of got away from my interest of reading. Not really sure why, because I was in the middle of building Digney, of trying to learn how to build a business. I should have been reading more. Anyway, fast forward to now, or I would say fast forward to about 2 years ago, I really got back into reading. I really got back into understanding how important it is to put the cell phone down a little bit, to get off the laptop and take some time every day and read. Yes, read an old-fashioned hardcover or softcover book, not something that you type in on Google and you read on the screen of your laptop, an actual book. Now listen, you may be saying, Ray, I'm not that kind of guy or girl. I hate to read. But really, there are so many benefits to reading. Number one, the more you read, the more you learn. That's it. It's that simple. The more you read, the more you learn. You have an opportunity to look up subjects that you're interested in. And those subjects, when you read about them, you're gonna learn more. And when you learn more, you're gonna implement some of that new knowledge into your life, which is gonna help you become a better you, a healthier you, a stronger you. It's gonna help you learn and acquire new skills that eventually can help you progress in your professional career as well. Reading is a great way to shut yourself off from all of the noise in the world. That's right, no cell phone, no laptop, no one talking or yelling at you, just you and a book. So what I wanted to pass along today is this. Take some time each day. Take some time to read, to quiet the mind and read some words. Just like the food that we eat, we have a choice between eating well and eating poorly. If we choose to read and read positive things, it is going to impact the way we think and the way we feel. And it's gonna impact our outlook on life. So take some time each day moving forward and start reading. I know it would be hard for me to say, you know what, we should all read up to an hour a day. That would be probably difficult for most of us. But I guarantee you, you can carve out 15 to 30 minutes a day of reading, some alone time, and you deserve that time. So moving forward, I recommend that you pick a book, pick a subject, and start reading. But do it the old-fashioned way. Grab a hardcover, grab a softcover, and start turning those pages. Dr. Seuss had a great quote. He said something along the lines of, the more you read, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more places you will go. I think that's what he said, but you get the drift. That is so amazing. The more you read, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more places you will go. So let me ask you this. Wherever you are watching this tonight, wouldn't you like to go to more places? And here's the best part about going to those places. When you read, you don't have to always go to those places. The book allows you to put that in your imagination. You get to visualize what you're reading. You get to feel the words on those pages. That's what makes reading so special. Not to mention, it is going to pass along some knowledge to you. You are going to learn some great things when you read. It is just a great habit to implement into your new routine in this new year. So before I let you go, I wanted to show you just a few books that I had on my shelf that I've read over the last few years that have been some of my favorite. And I've really taken some pride recently in ordering more books and trying to read one or two books every month to add to my bookshelf in my collection. So let's start off with, Ray used to play baseball, so the mental game of baseball. For all of you baseball players out there from the age of 10 to 30 or 40 or even older, if you're a coach, this is still a must. Go out and grab the mental game of baseball. Mind Gym, this is a sleeper. For all of you athletes out there, Mind Gym, this was a recommendation from a college coach of mine. I read it back in 2000 and I read it every single year of my pro career. Mind Gym, a great book about the importance of taking the time to work out your mind as well as your body. Those of you who know me, I'm a history buff. Number 16, my favorite number 16 of all time, is not Bo Jackson, although I was a big Bo Jackson fan. It's not Dwight Gooden, although I was a huge Doc Gooden fan. It's not Joe Montana, even though I'm rooting for my Niners, and he's the reason why I'm a Niners fan. It is number 16, the only number 16 in my book, the 16th President of the United States, Mr. Abraham Lincoln. Team of Rivals, which was the inspiration and the backstory to the recent movie Lincoln. This book, thick and intense. The Team of Rivals, incredible book about Abraham Lincoln and how he surrounded himself with his political rivals to build arguably the greatest cabinet in American history. And finally, for all of you entrepreneurs out there like myself that want to learn, they want to learn how to put their best foot forward, how to build their business, how to build their own brand, how to create more content, and how to go out there and just do it without hesitation. My man Gary Vee, shout out to my man Duke Baxter, who got me introduced to Gary Vee. Believe it or not, I didn't even know who this guy was up until 2 years ago. I saw Duke order this book. I ordered it right away. And to be quite honest with you, it has really changed the way I look at business and the way I look at life. So that's it, guys. Those are 4 out of all the books I have in my bookshelf. So today's message on today's Daily Dose, take some time and read. The more you read, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more places you will go. That was your Daily Dose for Monday, January 13th. Like I always say, whether it's 1, 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single day. Now, until tomorrow, you know what you have to do. Get out there, take some time and read, tip your cap, and dig your dream.